Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical, the show that stretches you beyond your five senses. When you are looking for your next step on the path into the unseen, we've got you covered. Join epic adventure seekers and level up your game with your host, reality magician, Ali Bierman.
When you talk to yourself, are you doing it out loud? Who are you talking to? Who's listening? Who's talking back at you? I was thinking about that the other day when I was doing my usual figuring things out by talking aloud, and I stopped and thought, I probably have been doing this all my life. Never thought about it before. I'm not doing the little voices that run inside your head. There are two of those, and I've written many papers, songs, everything on the topic, and I might go into that later. But right now, when you're talking to yourself, are you speaking out loud? Are you answering yourself out loud? Do you ever look in the mirror to see who it is you're talking to? And if you're looking in the mirror, what's that experience for you? Where's all that discussion? Where are the topics? Where's the flow coming from? Because I know when I'm doing it, it just flows as if there's another person there with me. Now, I know part of this came from when I was little. I was home a lot alone, but I always had a great imagination. I didn't have imaginary friends that I could see, but I'd play a board game. I'd play with three different people. And the reason that I remember that is on one of the game boards, because I kept everything. They were good games. I liked them. I had written in pencil. It was obviously a very young handwriting, like maybe 9 years old. It said, "My turn." So I went to get lunch, and I noted that it was my turn. It wasn't this imaginary person or that imaginary person or that imaginary person. It was my turn. So who is that my? How about you? When you're talking to yourself, who is the you who's listening? Who is the you who's replying? Or is it all going on in your head? Now, here's something else that I decided to do that I had never done before. I went over to a mirror, and I went to talk to myself in the mirror to see what I could figure out. And you know what? I couldn't talk to myself when I was looking at myself in the mirror. Why don't you give that a try? A try. Try means you're not going to. Why don't you see what happens when you go in front of a mirror and speak out loud? Or are you just running the sounds in your head? So what are those voices? What is happening? Well, basically, there are two kinds of voices that go on in your head. These are the voices that go on, and they're not coming out aloud. Or maybe they are. I haven't noticed that for me. How about you? What are you noticing? Just pay attention, because you're going to gather a whole lot of information about who's coming out of your mouth. Who? Your early caretakers, your parents, your older siblings, when you went to school, your teachers, every experience you had in society, and in fact, the familiar energies that are born, the patterns that are born into you that you're not aware of, but you live and you honor all of those rules. Because on a very unconscious level, you're seeing certain behaviors, certain rules being reenacted by your family members. And then when you're older and you go to school, and your group also is going to have rules, and nobody has to speak the rules, it will be obvious by how people respond to you or don't respond to you or react to you whether or not you're playing by their rules. Now, what I've written pretty extensively about the two voices in your head, one of them is the obvious one, because right now it's the one you're listening to. You're not listening to me. Maybe you think you're listening to me, but you're not listening to me. What you're listening to is the voice. It's your ego mind, and I call it the commentator. Why the commentator? Because every word I say filters through your ego mind that's up in your head, not in your heart, up in your head. Your wisdom isn't in your head. Your wisdom is in your heart. So it's being filtered through that commentator. That commentator's been with you since, probably since you were born, definitely since you were a toddler, and people were imploring you to follow the rules. Things like, don't run when you're carrying scissors. So that commentator came along originally to keep you safe. How does it keep you safe? By not allowing you to take on a different view, by not allowing you to change. It wants to keep you exactly as you are because it thinks it won't survive if you change, and it probably won't. It's taking everything I'm saying, and it's what it's feeding to you. It allows in some of the information, but not just the way I'm saying it. It allows it in with its interpretation so that it continues to be in control of your world, of your life. It will say, okay, she makes sense. I agree with that. And sometimes it says, oh man, that's just stupid. Don't listen to this. She's kind of wacko. Oh, and on that topic, that little voice that's in your head that I'm calling the commentator, when I first said that, really good chance that it's a little voice in my head, a commentator? No way. If she thinks there's a little voice going on in my head, I'm out of here. I'm not going to listen to this stuff. This is just plain dumb. That's the little voice I'm talking about. When you're in, say, an event, and it's probably an event that you came to learn to get some new ideas, maybe to make some life changes. And the person who's delivering the material is sharing information that your commentator doesn't want coming in. Doesn't want coming in. What does it do? It has two very powerful steps that it takes. One is it makes you feel like you have to go to the restroom. When really heavy topics happen in personal development seminars, you just watch and see. Suddenly, I mean suddenly, there's a long line at the restroom. The other path that it can take is making you sleepy. I know when I would work with people in person, so I was running energy directly with them. I was feeling their energy, what was happening, what was responding, what was making changes, and what was going on with their energy. They're constantly falling asleep. I constantly had to tell them to stay with me, and I was holding their hand to tell them, stay with me, because 100% of them would fall asleep. Why were they falling asleep? Because we were creating massive changes. We were releasing a whole lot of deeply, long time stuck energy inside that was keeping them stuck in their lives. When you either have to go to the bathroom suddenly, or you're falling asleep, or the other thing that little voice up here in your head, not your heart, in your head, we'll start talking about, I can't really be here right now. I have to go shopping so I have food for dinner. Or, did I remember to turn off the stove before I left home? It's going to be bringing up all kinds of things to pull you out of the present so that you're not going to even have a chance of allowing in something new. But there's another voice that's going on. That's the voice. It's coming from your heart. That's a voice of intuition, your higher self, your authentic self, spirit. You hear me say often, whose energy are you tuning into? Because that's what you're responding to. And their words and their thoughts, even if they're unspoken, will become part of you, at least then, and maybe until you awaken and a conscious awareness makes a choice of whether or not you want to continue. The way you recognize which voice it is that you're hearing is very simple. You ask a question. if you ask a question and you immediately get an answer and probably a long involved answer, that is your, well, what do you think it is? You ask a question, you get a quick answer, and it might be an involved answer. You're right on if you realize it's that commentator, it's your mind, because it doesn't want you bringing in a new idea of change. It's not just going to have a quick response. It's going to jabber, jabber, jabber on and on and on. On the other hand, if you ask a question and you don't recognize any kind of response, you're not hearing anything. However, you're feeling there's something going on in your heart. You are definitely connecting to some energy out there that's bringing in a new way of being, a new behavior, a new response, a new way to act in that same situation. That's your intuition. Here's a good example. Many years ago, I lived in Boise, Idaho, and I was going to a party, to an event at night. And well, this was before GPS. And I had an idea how to get there, but there were no street lights. And I couldn't read the names of the streets. And I was going up and down and up and down, trying to find the names of the streets because I knew what I was looking for. But I wasn't successful. So I finally just let it go, let the universe guide me. And that was the intuition. That was a message going from my heart out to the universe, tuning into exactly the energy I needed to tune into. And I got directions. Go left here. Go right here. Go right again. Go left again. It took me right to the spot I had been looking for half an hour. Because I wasn't thinking. I was just tuning in. I was allowing my intuition to connect. When you have a choice to make, you can avoid staying stuck by avoiding listening to what's going on up in your head, in your mind, because that's never going to give you accurate information regarding your well-being. It will give you information on how to perform technical tasks, or even life-living tasks. But to tune in to where's the best way, the best step, the best action for you to take in your highest good, not what somebody else is telling you is your highest good, but in your highest good, that always comes from your heart. And it will always be your intuition. I'm really, really glad that you came by here today. I am Reverend Ellie Bierman, and this is Let's Get Metaphysical, Connecting Heart and Mind. You can join our Facebook group where you can ask questions, make a new friend, tell me what you want to know. And I usually put some extra material in there every week. And Crystal, every link I mention is in the show notes. You can also go to our website where you can either listen to or watch any of our very, 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 very many episodes. In fact, we're getting really close to celebrating our third anniversary of being on the of being with the show. But there's a free 30-day trial at Audible. Click my link. You can choose an audiobook of your choice that you get to keep, even if you don't continue on with the trial. But take the 30 days. Take advantage of exploring that site. My membership allows me to, yeah, I get the one item that I pay for, and I also get a slew of other audio books. I think I downloaded 4 extra books the other day when I went in there, because I've gotten into a new topic, and so Audible keeps feeding me all these new books by people I previously didn't know about who are right on the subject, on the topic that I want to learn about. And I would really appreciate you leaving us a review, which is very easy to do on our show site. In fact, you'll see if you're on the video exactly how to find the leave a review button and do it. It would be really, really helpful if you would take a couple minutes and share the show with two friends. Because as the word gets out, it will spread exponentially. You'll share it with two, and each of them will share it with two. And that way, more people who are looking to expand their spiritual experience in the world. All the invisible stuff going on out of our conscious awareness, that's what I'm here to share with you. And my guests are here to share with you. And I am lining up some pretty darn amazing people, one of whom I just met today. When you join our community, you can come on to a live video call with me. We can actually carry on the conversation of your choice. You can let me know where you'd like to explore more spirituality, because the spiritual world is really the 99% of reality. The thing that you're calling your physical reality that you're seeing, it's 1% of what actually exists. You'll hear people like Deepak Chopra talk about the fact that this world that you think you're in really is just an illusion. I look forward to being here with you next time.
You've been listening to A Talk on the Wilder Side. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Get Metaphysical. Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a single episode. And while you're at it, please leave a rating and review, and be sure to share it with your friends. Tune in every Monday for more exciting insights and wisdom on life beyond your five senses. Until next time, take a small step in a new direction. Start now.